On the road, Johnny saw many poor farmers and their families moving west for a better life. Johnny, being a generous and kind soul, wanted to give them something. But what? As he munched on a delicious apple and sipped cold apple cider, it hit him. Why, he'd give them apple seeds. Then they'd have food to eat all year long. So Johnny raced to one of the big cider presses. See, a cider press can wring every drop of juice from an apple. Then it spits out the peel, pulp, and seeds. There, Johnny found hundreds of apple seeds. As quick as lightning, Johnny crammed hundreds of seeds into an old flour sack, but it burst. That didn't stop Johnny. He quickly sewed 60 giant leather sacks and filled them with seeds. Johnny tossed them on his back like they were lighter than air and headed west. Johnny walked to the Ohio Valley in only 2 hours, but soon the raging Ohio River stopped Johnny in his tracks. Now he couldn't walk across it because his precious seeds might get wet. Johnny had a brainstorm when he saw a canoe go by. He raced to town and traded some seeds for 10 canoes. Then, using some rope and some nearby branches, he lashed the canoes together. Before you could say applesauce, Johnny had his seeds dry and safe on the other side of the river. Johnny began to stop along the river to plant trees. Now, Johnny was not a big man, but he sure was wiry. And he was stronger than a dozen men were, and faster, too. In the time it takes to sneeze, he could clear a forest, plow the land, plant 6 rows of trees, and haul in a pond to water them. People exclaimed and thought Johnny was a fireball of energy. Some people gave him the nickname Apple Man. In fact, most people thought his real name was Appleseed.